This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1955. Should you use the word stupid in English? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
In today's episode, we answer a great listener question. Is it offensive to use the word stupid in English? Get ready for some deep thinking about language, connection, and ableism, and learn how to challenge our language status quo today.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hi, Lindsay. How are you?
Hey, Michelle. I'm feeling great today. How are you? How's everything?
I'm good. I'm excited about this episode. I think today's episode is really important.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, this is going to be great. So maybe we should just dive right in and give our listeners some context about today's episode. So should I read the question?
Sure. Let's do it.
All right. Hi, Lindsay. First, thank you for your helpful and interesting podcast. I love them. That's awesome. So happy to have our listeners loving our show. Hit follow, guys, if you love All Ears English. I have a question. Maybe you find it very strange. Sorry for that. Is the word stupid offensive? I ask this because I live in Mexico, but I'm not Mexican. And here, if you can, if you call someone stupid or stupido, it's very offensive. Could you please explain how it works in English and give me some synonyms so that I'm not offensive, so I don't offend people, right? Mm-hmm. Thank you. Have a nice one. And it's from Irina Tar. Nice. Mm-hmm, love it. Great question. So important, Michelle.
Oh, yeah. This is a really important question. So, I mean, like off the bat, like what do you think about this? Do you think stupid is an offensive word?
Yeah, I hate the word stupid. I really I've always been very against using this word. Obviously, especially if you're directing it at someone.
Yeah.
If you're directing it at a thing, like a process, like bureaucracy. I think that's a little less offensive. If I say, oh, bureaucracy is so stupid. But even then, there's more interesting words we can use because you're not offending people directly when you say that, but we can be a lot more articulate. But if you're directing it at a person, absolutely not. I hate it. What do you think, Michelle?
Yeah, I think it's a bad word. I wouldn't want my kids to say it or learn it or, you know, but I will say that as a kid, I said that all the time. What about you?
Of course I did. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I wonder if kids these days, probably kids are still saying it these days, but sometimes I think that kids are also becoming or evolving in a way, you know, that was the 80s when we were kids, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sometimes I wonder. Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if it is as prevalent today, but I know that it certainly was. There were a lot of words that I think kids, you know, growing up in the 80s and 90s said that would not be okay to say now, right?
Yes, a lot for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is a really good question. And guys, I also encourage you to listen to our episode 1886. is 4 phrases to avoid being dismissive in English. So it goes over some things, you know, to avoid this kind of, you know, mistake of not being so nice or to be dismissive, and talking about being stupid is one of them.
Yeah.
But Lindsay, I mean, so you might use it from time to time, but never at somebody. So I actually found an article on HBR.org. This is back from December 15th, 2020. And okay. It's called Why You Need to Stop Using These Words and Phrases. And it's by Rakshita Arni Ravi Shankar. I apologize if I didn't really pronounce that correctly. So we're going to talk about that a little bit today. But let's just talk about, you know, the word stupid. I mean, the dictionary says it means having or showing great lack of intelligence or common sense. It also says, like for example, they gave an example, apprehension was numbing her brain and making her stupid. Or it talked about, you know, a stupid person used, you know, to address someone. So that's, you know, the idea of the word stupid. I don't even like that I have to say it so many times on this episode.
Yeah, there are so many reasons. And actually, I really want to read this article. I want to encourage our listeners to go over and read this article. It's from Harvard Business Review. And words that we don't realize are very hurtful in so many different ways. One thing that comes to mind immediately, Michelle, is the onset of dementia for so many people in our culture right now. Right. You know, an entire generation is just getting, honestly, it's penetrating a generation. And when we're throwing around words like stupid, it's not respecting, you know, people that are having challenges like that, like medical conditions.
Right.
That's the first thing.
Right.
Just the first thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's probably, you know, one of the biggest, or if not the biggest, thing about it is, you know, using words that are, you know, can be really hurtful to people. So I mean, the article, I mean, I think a lot of people are guilty of using this word, and
sure,
it's very informal. And you will hear it in conversation all the time. So, but this is just kind of something to reflect on since we're talking about it. So just a couple things from the article. So it starts out saying, like, you know, you know, it says, if you said it was stupid, insane, crazy, lame, or dumb, you have unknowingly or not participated in spreading ableist language.
Ableist. Okay? What does that mean? The term ableist, Michelle.
So, all right. So I will go in. So this is another quote. Ableism is defined as discrimination or social prejudice against people with disabilities based on the belief that typical abilities are superior. It can manifest as an attitude, stereotype, an outright offensive comment or behavior. Okay.
Yeah.
So it can show up as metaphors, you know, like different ways you might use it in conversation about people. And the article mentions that you might not realize that you're really, you know, being very offensive in this way. What do you think about that, Lindsay?
Yeah, this is really interesting, because here in All Ears English, we want to challenge you guys to think beyond just words. Like, what's below the words? What's beyond the words? What's the impact of my words? Are they building connection or hurting connection? You know, when I look at these words that they're listing, you know, stupid, insane, crazy, lame, you're right. They all point to, you know, it is ableist to say these things because we're pointing to certain disabilities. Like the word lame could be very offensive to someone that is physically handicapped, right? But our culture uses the word lame. Oh, that's lame, right? As a way of saying, oh, that's silly or that's ridiculous. And it feels harmless, but it actually might be harmful because there might be someone handicapped around you or someone who knows someone who's physically handicapped. Right.
Exactly. So we really want to be careful, but you will hear it. But we at All Ears English, we're you know, taking it to the next level. And I don't think that a lot of native English speakers think about words in the way that you guys, as you know, as English language learners, think about them. I think that, like, people, you know, speaking English, practicing their English, learning English, kind of think about language on a bit of a different level, whereas a native English speaker might never realize that what they're saying is offensive.
Yeah, but our listeners, you guys are ready for this. You guys are so smart and high level and curious, right? And I think it reminds me, did we mention this episode earlier, the episode? We did do an episode a few years ago, Michelle, about the word crazy as well.
Right. I'm gonna have to find that. I forgot. Yes.
So if you guys are in the app, the iOS or Android app, you could actually search at the top of the episode list and type in the word crazy. But we did do an episode similar to this in the way of just around the word crazy, just how it is, again, ableism, using that, even though it feels harmless, it's very common. That's so crazy. I mean, I still use that word all the time, and I have to stop myself and remind myself, oh my gosh, this could be offensive. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, a lot of these things are just a part of the language. And, you know, that we're at a kind of like a time in society where we have to make some decisions about what's okay and what's not okay. And, you know, things over time that people are so used to saying, like that, like how I said, you know, things that from when we were kids, you know, you look back and you're like, not okay. Like, but, you know, it takes time to move a society away from something. And, you know, the language, I think it's so ingrained and people aren't thinking about the harm it may cause. And so we do really have to kind of like take stock in our language and think like, what is this saying? And do we want to be, you know, a part of this? And I think, you know, some people feel, oh, that's not how I mean it or whatever. And that's the thing is it can be so innocent. I mean, when you starting off, you know, when we started the conversation, I think the word stupid like just to say, oh, you're stupid. Like,
obviously,
number one, it's rude on one level, but now we get to this deeper level where it's like, well, what's behind that word?
Exactly. So today we want to give you guys a few alternatives, other things you could say, right? So that you, I mean, thinking deeply about this. And when you're learning a new language, you can start fresh and kind of select the words you want to be in your vocabulary so that you're not harming people.
Exactly. So if we want to say, so just thinking to what many people use the word stupid as, right? To say something's wrong or you don't like it, right? Like when you said, like the example in the beginning, oh, the bureaucracy is stupid or whatever. So what else could you say?
You could say, you know, bureaucracy is ridiculous, right? Or that's ridiculous. Something else you could say, you take a totally different structure. And that's actually more interesting, right? You could say, I disagree.
Yeah. If somebody, instead of saying, I'm, you know, that's stupid, like, why would you say that? Just say, I disagree.
Yeah. Because actually thinking more about what I said earlier, where I said that, you know, saying bureaucracy is stupid is not necessarily offensive, but we're still using that word in a more derogatory way. Right?
Right.
And so it could be. And so I like the alternative of saying bureaucracy is ridiculous or coming up with something a little more creative.
Or you could just say something like that was a blank remark, right? Instead of, you know, stupid, you might want to say, maybe like an unintelligent remark or that was not, maybe you would say something like that was not a well thought out remark. You know, like you can use it, but like instead of saying stupid, that was a stupid remark, right? Put another adjective in there.
Yeah. And, you know, I see you took away the word silly and I agree with that edit.
Yeah.
Actually, I agree with that edit because silly, I think, could probably be put into this same category.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I just took it out. Okay, you agree. Yeah, because I'm looking at it. I was like, I don't know if that's great either.
Guys, we're using our notes here, our little outline. And Michelle just made an edit in real time because we are, I mean, this is what this is about. This is what connection is. Language is a tool for connection, but we have to kind of edit ourselves a little bit in real time, right? You know, every day we're making these mistakes too as native speakers, but are we thinking about the mistake we made? Are we thinking about the harm we could be doing and what we could say next time instead?
Exactly. All right. So let's do it. So you could say like, that was not an intelligent remark. So let's give a role play.
Okay.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
All right, Michelle, let's get into that role play. So here, what is our scenario? What's going on?
All right, so we are friends complaining about a waitress.
All right, here we go. Oh, why did she just say that?
I don't know. Maybe she thought you didn't like your food?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that was not an intelligent remark.
Okay. So I think our culture is going to have to start to invent new words or come up with new things. I think we maybe have a lack of words to take the place of these potentially ableist words, right?
I think that's a very good point, Lindsay. I think that people are missing... There's going to be gaps there because these words are so common. I mean, that's just the way it is. That's, you know, and now that we're realizing, hey, we might want to make some changes here. Well, we need some more words. I mean, it's true.
We need a TikTok generation. They'll come up with it.
That's true. But I mean, then the other point is, you know, in this example, okay, so like just to go through it, you said, that's ridiculous. Like maybe so something the waitress said was rude. And you said, that's ridiculous. And then I said, yeah, that was not an intelligent remark. So maybe she said something, you know, not, you know, like, you know, just rude or something that wasn't, I didn't feel was very smart of her to say. But like, then it comes back to this, you know, don't we want to avoid the negativity and assume the best in people? So just this idea, like there's talking about it as an ableist term. And then there's the other side of it is just like also just negativity. Like, why do we call things stupid? You know,
this is so interesting. And Michelle, did you hear Aubrey's interview on episode 1913 with Jenna from Roses for Everybody? So I'm bringing that up.
No, but I saw that and I'm dying to listen to that one.
Yeah, I want to let our listeners know about that one as well, because it's literally the opposite of this. What it is the whole idea is Jenna introduced a campaign to reclaim the word fat. That for overweight population, right? People overweight. And it's literally the opposite of this. It's saying that word is just an objective definition, right? And so we've historically used that in an offensive way. And that group is reclaiming it for themselves as a form of standing up and saying, I am okay.
Right.
And so it's literally the opposite of what we're talking about today. So go and check out that episode, guys, is another really good thing to be a thoughtful English speaker.
Yeah, I love it. That's great. Yeah. So, I mean, lots to think about here. You know, this was such a good question that really led us kind of down this deep road. So, I mean, basically the answer is, try not to use it. Let's get a little bit more creative and more positive. And, you know, we gave you a couple ideas, but, you know, see even additional things that you can come up with.
Totally. Try not to use it. And then also think about what other words. We listed a few of them and there's more. What other words are you maybe using that are so common you're hearing native speakers use all the time, but they actually could be harmful to certain populations? And what are other words that you can expand your vocabulary and sub in different things or different ways of saying it? This is great. This is connection right here, Michelle. This is connection and inclusion.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, guys, you're a part of this, you know. I think even more so is people who really, really think about the language and, you know, learning it. And so, you know, I'm just proud because I know, you know, I'm proud of this listener for asking this question, actually.
Me too. Really smart. Yeah. Thanks for your question, guys. If you have a great question, send it in to lindsay@allearsenglish.com. The more specific, the better. And don't forget to hit follow on All Ears English. All right, Michelle, thanks for hanging out today. I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Lindsay. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.